जैसे डाटा ली डिक्टेटिंग हिस्ट्री फिजिकल पेश नेम आर्टस ARTAS जेम JAMES डेट ऑफ बर्थ 11/23/1932 प्लेस फ्यूचर केयर चार्ज विलेज डेट ऑफ सर्विस 9/26/1923 इनिशियल हिस्ट्री एंड फिजिकल हिस्ट्री ऑफ प्रेजेंट एंड दिस इज अ 90-year-old मेल ही वाज एडमिटेड टू यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ मैरीलैंड मिडटाउन कैंपस पेशेंट प्रेजेंटेड विद बैक पेन पेशेंट हैज अ नोन हिस्ट्री ऑफ CKD स्टेज 5 हाइपरलिपिडेमिया हार्ट फेलियर विद रिड्यूस्ड एजेक्शन फ्रैक्शन पेशेंट हैज बीन इवैल्यूएटेड before at the Midtown campus with a low back pain. He was seen in September 15, but this time he presented to the emergency room because of back pain, 3 days, not improving, bilateral leg pain. Patient denies any other history, but patient poor historian. Patient was evaluated in the ED. And subsequently admitted, the lab revealed metabolic acidosis, pH was 7.1, bicarb 11, PCO2 36. He has acute and chronic CKD, and creatinine level was 8.3. Of the baseline is 5.5. He evaluated BUN, uric acid level was 11.6, lipase level 1169. And also elevated pro-BNP. Patient with multiple medical issues, urinary tract cavity infection due to Klebsiella UTI. Patient has a dementia, forgetfulness. Patient was admitted to the hospital. They attributed back pain to UTI. He was treated empirically with IV ceftriaxone, subsequently changed to IV ertapenem. Because it was noted with ESBL. Patient has one episode of low BP, 96/55. Then he recovered with the normal saline bolus, CKD stage 5, has a high NN gap metabolic acidosis, and at admission over the hospital course started to improve. BUN creatinine monitored, Foley catheter was placed to monitor urine output, nephrology was consulted. The patient was discharged with Foley catheter in place. They recommended to change every 30 days. He had the hyperkalemia, he was given Lokelma. Patient with malnutrition due to poor oral intake. Because of elevated lipase level, they did CT abdomen negative for pancreatitis. He was reported to have unwitnessed fall. He was found on the floor by the nurse on September 23rd. He did not have any laceration on his head. CT head, cervical spine without contrast was done. No bleed, no cervical spine fracture as per hospital report. Patient has hyperkalemia that was attributed to CKD, required Lokelma. After stabilization, patient was sent to the sub-Q rehab at Stars Village. When I saw the patient today, patient has a poor story and lying on the bed. He is very confused and disoriented, not answering any question properly. The patient discharge summary reviewed. Patient has a history of prostatic hypertrophy. Next line, test medical history, arthritis, prostatic hypertrophy, CKD, diabetes, elevated PSA level, hypertension, gout, hypercholesterolemia, hyperlipidemia, urinary retention, surgical history, history of prostate transurethral resection 2017, history of colonoscopy, allergy, cefdinir, social history, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Neural system, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no shortness of breath, no fever, no chills. But patient is lying in the bed. He is very confused, not answering any question properly. He is moaning and groaning. A poor historian. Details, the system was unable to be obtained. Medications upon discharge. Allopurinol 100 mg daily, next line. Multivitamin daily, next line. Lokelma 10 gram, Lokelma 10 gram every day with the lunch. Flow max 0.4 milligram daily. Lokelma 650 Q6R PRN. Calcitriol 0.25 mcg, one capsule daily. The physical exam, patient awake. Lying on the bed, he's confused and disoriented. When you ask him questions, he's not answering any question properly because of his confusion and dementia and the disoriented. His blood pressure 112 over 70, pulse 70, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 20. Hydrodynamic, normochelic, cardiogenic, next suppose longevity, chest, non-tender, lungs, violet around, chi, heart, SMS2, abdomen soft, non-tender, bosom positive, extremity, dry skin, no leg edema, neuro patient awake, confused and disoriented, not following any commands. Hospital labs reviewed. Assessment, patient has been admitted. With ambulatory dysfunction, next line. Chronic back pain, next line. CKD, stage 5, next line. Metabolic acidosis, next line. Anemia. Anemia most likely due to CKD. Next in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, next in malnutrition, next in hypertension, next in prostatic hypertrophy, next in recent urinary tract infection, next line ambulatory dysfunction, next in dementia, memory impairment, cognitive deficit, history of hyperkalemia. Plan of care will continue on with medication as per recommendation from the hospital. Next line, capital C, capital O, capital D, capital E, code, status, and discuss with the patient, niece and the son as the next of kin, surrogate, most, M-O-L-M, capital M, capital O, capital L, capital S, capital T, most, M-O-L-S-T, most form. Discuss with the family and signed by me. Patient niece and the son both agree patient to be full code. Transfer to the hospital if needed to be transferred. IV antibiotic, yes. IV fluid, yes. Blood transfusion, yes. G2 feeding if needed, yes. IV antibiotic if needed, yes. regarding his dialysis. Family not decided yet. I have signed the new MOST, M-O-L-S-T form. Place in the chart, discuss with the patient. Family regarding the MOST, no resuscitation. All their questions answered. Total spent time by me and this patient was 50 minutes. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.